Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I have the privilege of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. For me, it's the best church in the world, and I pray for all the rest. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank the Lord. Let me say good morning to my beautiful co-host. Bless her heart. I just love to hear her snicker when I say something. You know, she just chuckles about it. And y'all know how I feel about her. She's faithful and honest and true. She's truly loyal to me and loyal to God. That's the first and most important thing. You know, watching her character all the time, and I know that I can trust this woman of God. So I'd like to say good morning to Minister Tamika Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, beautiful. Thank you so much. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, beautiful, blessed, and highly excited this morning.
Amen. Yes, that's a good thing.
It is. Yes, it is. Well, let me take the moment, thank the God, and tell you first and foremost, of course, you know, I always love being here because hey, this is our show, our platform, your show. So always love being here. And this morning, though, I have the privilege and the honor and sincere responsibility to open a conference, an international conference, in prayer this morning. And so I will be getting off the phone with you in a few minutes. I will have to leave you, and I'm, of course, leaving you in the hands of the most trustworthy person I know, Minister Tamika, and she will be running everything from that point. So I want to say good morning, you know, to my crew here. You know, you are my crew. You are in there, all of you. So good morning to Lady Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to you. Good morning, Deacon Farr. How you doing, buddy? It's so good to see your number up here. God bless you, sir. God bless you. And good morning to Teresa. Good morning to Apostle, praise be unto God, Prophetess Kim. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Anita. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Rob. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning. And I just want to give a special shout out to a couple from our church, you know, that's going through recovery from surgery. And that would be Deacon is going through the surgery, Deacon Charles, and his wife who's taking care of him. Good morning to you. As Tamika prays this morning, I got the text at about 8:05 that my niece has been diagnosed with COVID. She went to the hospital and it was very sick. And I need to give God glory because last weekend, my daughter and I were supposed to have gone to Pennsylvania to go to my niece's 50th birthday. And at the last minute, on Friday, I told my daughter I didn't feel like going. I didn't feel like making the drive, so I just didn't feel like going. And she said, okay, Mom, no problem. So we didn't go, and my niece was exposed to the virus on Saturday, birthed on Saturday by one of her nieces, and it was a spa day. So for the 12 or 15 women that were there, they were all exposed to it. I understand that four of them ended up going to the hospital to get checked out because they weren't feeling well. And as it turns out, the other three are okay, and my niece has COVID, and she has it pretty bad. So as we pray today, please keep her in prayer. Please keep her in prayer. But God is good. He is good. He is still in control. I have faith, you know, that he will do with her what he's done for so many of us, that she is still covered in the blood, mm-hmm. and that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every spirit of infirmity must cease and desist in the name of Jesus. So that is my prayer for the family today. And good morning to Anita Hall, Anita Hall Nelson. Good morning to you, beloved, and to all the rest of the saints that come online to listen to this show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm turning it back over into the hands of Minister Tabika, and I will be getting off the line within 2 or 3 minutes. I'll be leaving y'all. So y'all have a blessed day. Be encouraged in the Lord, and just know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I love you guys. Go ahead, beloved.
Amen, amen. We love you too, Apostle. Thank you so much for all that you do. And to God be the glory. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much again for joining us on another Saturday. What a beautiful morning it is. Fall has already started, and you can already feel it in the air. And I just thank God for allowing us to see another day, that he kept us throughout the night. So we have a lot to rejoice over because we are alive, and he did keep us overnight. And no hurt, harm, or danger came to our threshold. So thank you, Father, for that. And again, thank you for your loyalty to this show. You know, without our Father choosing us, and without you guys coming to listen and join in with us every Saturday, this show could not be successful. But we know that the Lord has already blessed the show, has blessed Apostle and I to do what it is that we do on Saturdays. So we just thank God so much in us that he chose us to do this. And we thank God that he chose you all that join us every Saturday, that he chose you all to be a part of the Heart to Heart family. So to God be the glory for that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and start, you know, and open us up in prayer before I start the show. So Heavenly Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord God, there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you in all the earth, Lord God. And we just thank you and praise your name even now for all that you are doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And Father, we lift up Apostle's niece right now, Lord, that your healing is already moving throughout her body, that the virus cannot exist in her body in the name of Jesus. It must come out. It must come out. In the name of Jesus. So we speak to COVID-19 now in the name of Jesus. You must come out of the body, must come out of this vessel. She belongs to the Lord. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now that that she is healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a praise report coming forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that you would just cover her and those that are around her, whomever she may have come in contact with, Father God, that you would cover them as well in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that nobody else in that group, Lord, nobody else that was in that group will test positive. And those that were in the group that went around other people, Lord God, I pray that those people don't test positive in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you even now that you're working, Lord God. We thank you even now for your grace and your mercy over our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this season, oh God, and what you're doing in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise because we know, Lord, that you are in control. We know that you are working things out. We know, Father God, that you are on the throne and that you see, you hear, and you know everything that is going on around us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you see the plot of the enemy, the things that he is setting up against us, God, and I thank you, Lord, that many of those things you destroyed before it even touched us. And God, we just say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for being awesome and perfect in all your ways. Thank you for being Abba. Thank you for being Emmanuel. Thank you for being Yahweh. Thank you for being the great I Am. Thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father God, that there is none higher than you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are the only one that can do what you do, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you, God. And so, Lord, we thank you for your perfect peace, oh God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. God, we know that you, Lord God, are able, hallelujah, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask for, think according to the power that worketh in us, which is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just have your way on the show today. Hallelujah, oh God, that you would, Lord God, touch the people that are listening, those that will come back and listen to the recording in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, even if we don't see it right now, we know that you are doing great things, and we know that healing is taking place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we know that you are restoring. We know that you are healing people and their relationships with others. God, we know that you are saving marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are bringing children back to their parents, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So restoration and healing can take place. Hallelujah, oh God. We just thank you right now, oh God, because your promises never return unto you void. So God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in perfect peace while we wait on the promise in the name of Jesus, oh God. And even while we're waiting, oh God, thank you for showing us what to do while we're waiting on the promises in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Now I pray that you cover us in your blood, Father God, that you cover us in your blood, oh God, that you just continue to keep us close to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you just continue to pour into us, oh God, pour into us, oh God, pour into us, oh God, and God, in those things that are not of you, those things that are not of you will have to leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will have to flee. They will have to give up their strongholds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And so, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you are doing, Lord God. Again, even if we don't see it, even if we don't feel it, Father, we know that you are working. Father, we bless you. We love you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Just continue to have your way, oh God. Yes, yes, yes. Just continue to have your way, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that refreshing, Lord God, I pray your people are feeling the refreshing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just bask in the refreshing right now. I'm stuck for a moment right here, and I'm not going to apologize. I feel that the Lord is doing something right here at this moment. Don't let this moment pass you by. whatever is going on in your home right now, whatever room that you are in, even if you're in the car, pull over. Just take a moment right now because the Lord is doing something. I just feel it in my spirit that the Lord is doing something, and I cannot move forward at the moment. So just take a moment and bask in the refreshing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. I pray that you all benefited from that moment. You know, some people would say, this is a radio show. Why you have just silence in, you know, on your show? You shouldn't have silence on your show. But let me just tell you something. When God is moving, when Holy Spirit is moving, we have to be obedient to what it is that He's doing at that moment. At that moment, I didn't care what somebody would say if they came back to listen because there was silence for a moment or the show hasn't taken place yet, because we don't know who on this line needed that moment. And so we can't always just do things in a traditional way. There are times when you can't do things in a traditional way. We had to stop and let Holy Spirit do what it was that He wanted to do, because again, this is His show. This is His show, and He chose us to be the vessels in order to run it. When He says to do something, when He says to stop and be still for a moment, we have to learn how to do that, because there is something that is taking place in that moment. And a lot of times we miss moments. For whatever reason, we miss those moments. And so I just thank the Father for that moment. I thank Him for that moment. Yeah. And I just pray that you all were able to just stop for a moment and just bask in that refreshing. You know, it wasn't a long refreshing, but it was a good refreshing. So to God be the glory. Yeah. Amen.
All right, beloved, I am going to leave you now. And
okay,
I guess
beloved.
Y'all have a blessed day. All right. I love you much, sweetheart. I love you much. All right.
I love you too. Let the Lord use you. All right.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. To God be the glory. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. So today, on today's show, I am going to be sharing some typical entry points to the demonic in a person's life. And this information is coming from Bev Captives Free. It's another deliverance manual, and it's written by Bev Tucker. And so it just gives some points, you know, about the demonic in a person's life, how some doors are opened to the demonic to take place in a person's life. And I just wanted to share some of these things so that you can be aware of how those demonic doors are opened and how the activity takes place in your life. Because you may be thinking like, well, I didn't participate in witchcraft, but you can tell that witchcraft is taking place around you. Things that deal with witchcraft are taking place around you. And although you may not have participated in it yourself, someone in your family did. It could be, you know, your generation, somebody in your generation, the generational line, somebody that's attached to you or your family participated in something that was part of witchcraft. They may even have offered a certain generation to the enemy, and you're wondering, like, why does these things keep happening? Like, one thing after another, you know, things just keep happening to me. And why does it keep happening to me? And it could be because somebody that was in your family. So it could have been somebody that was close to you, somebody that you know, like a great 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 grandfather or something was participated in some type of demonic occult or something like that, and maybe have offered your particular generation to the enemy. So that's one way of how demonic activity can take place in a person's life. Also, there's personal sin, things that we participate in, like sex before marriage. What else? Lying, cheating, stealing, those type of things can open up doors to the demonic in our lives. You know, wondering, again, things that we allow, things that we agree with, things that we, you know, that we do, but we don't find any issue with it, but it is, in God's eyes, it's an issue. But to us, it's like, we may not feel that we're hurting anybody, so we're like, I'm not hurting anybody, so I'm just going to do this because I want to, because I'm grown, and I can do what I want to do, and nobody's going to tell me what to do, those type of things. But in God's eyes, so that's opening the door for Satan to have his way in your life. Also, occult sin, and occult means hidden. Satan always endeavors to operate secretly and keep hidden what is behind his tactics. He deceives people into worshiping him. There must be full confession of the sin and repentance. This may take a process to break, and it also does damage to the spirit, soul, and body. There may need to be healing prayers in all three areas, and we must always remember we cannot deal with Satan in half measures. When there's full repentance, the demons must leave. And we can't be half-hearted. So whenever we participate in occult sin, you know, things that are hidden, things that are kept secret, things where the enemy hides in the background so that you don't know that he's in control, but yet we're worshiping him. People worship him, and some people worship him and not even realize that is what they're doing. We can look at things like, you know, secret societies and those type of things. We can look at those as part of a cult sin. Cult involvement, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Hinduism, and Islam. Some of those things involve cult involvement, and I'm so sure people who actually, you know, practice these things, they probably don't look at it as a cult. You know, some people may be offended because those particular ones are listed under cult involvement. But you have to actually take some time and research and see why those would be considered cult involvement. Whenever you leave God out of stuff, whenever it is that you try to tear, basically, whenever it is that you try to leave God out of and don't involve him and try to leave Jesus out of, you know, the part, that the part that's very important when it comes to Christianity, and you start worshiping man as a part, and you call it religion, and that's you're worshiping a man instead of God, that could become cult involvement. Also, alternative medicine practices. And Prophetess Kim, if you are on, you know, whenever it is that you want to, whenever you want to say something or whatever you want to jump in, that's fine. Just press one on your keypad and I'll unmute your line. Alternative medicine practices. This is a counterfeit of true healing and can block true healing without repentance and deliverance taking place. If possible, find its origin and remember that if it's occult, it is hidden. So these are a few practices that have guiding principles of a new age, occult, or otherwise non-Christian nature. Acupressure, acupuncture, allopathic, Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, Christian Science, iridology, kinesiology, Reiki, and psychic surgery. Religious practices, denominationalism, ungodly belief systems, ungodly soul ties, and ungodly relationships. And we know that ungodly soul ties and relationships can come from sex before marriage, having multiple partners, you know, whoever, when we sleep with a person, we're sleeping with those people that they have slept with or are sleeping with. So all of that opens doors to the demonic in our lives. We form we form a tie with this person when we say things like you're always going to be my man, you're always going to be my woman, things like you belong to me, nobody else can have you. When we say things like that, it forms a tie, a spiritual tie, an ungodly tie. And it can be very hard to break. And you know that there's a soul tie because we can control you. Let's just say this person becomes obsessed with you. They try to control you or manipulate you to do things that they want you to do. They don't want you to be around your friends. It becomes controlling to the point where you may want to do something with somebody. Let's just say you had plans to hang out with your girlfriend, and then a specific person calls and you drop everything that you had set up to do with that day with your girlfriend, and you drop everything, and now you decide you want to go and be with this guy. And 9 times out of 10, the person is not good for you, but there is a tie where it's like you can't break free. And you're always, whenever the person asks you to do something or tell you to do something, you just, even if you had plans, you just drop everything that you had for the day to go be with this person. And you know that this person is not right for you, but you can't figure out why you can't break free from the person. And I think that's why, you know, sometimes when people are in abusive relationships, there's a tie there. And we always wonder or can't understand why people won't leave abusive relationships. It's because there is a tie there, and it has to be broken so that person can be set free and just, you know, be able to walk away. And a lot of times that's fear. There's a fear of leaving from an abusive relationship because in the back of the person's mind, it's like, I don't want to die if I leave. But sometimes you die while you're in the relationship. So it's like, you know, it goes both ways. So that spirit of fear will grip that person and just have them just be afraid to move forward or even go get help from the police or somebody that they know can help them get out of this situation. Also, control. Allowing others to control you, or you trying to control others, or always trying to control a situation. You always want things to go your way. And so, you know, things don't go your way, you don't want to be a part of it. If things don't go your way, you're upset because you just have to be in control of everything. Everything has to go the way you see it and the way that you planned it. But that can open up demonic doors. Addiction. You must cast out the exact spirit. So legal or illegal drugs, nicotine, alcohol, food, or sexual addictions. We also have sexual sin, all forms, sexual abuse, generational, emotional abuse, physical abuse, or trauma, incest, homosexuality, and lesbianism. This can come in from the generations, rejection of sexuality of a baby, voices that are calling today in our world, masturbation and sexual abuse of same sex as a child, transvestism and transgenderism, deep hurts from abuse and or rejection, pornography, fantasy, and imagery. So we know that sexual sin is like what goes on in the world today. When you turn on the TV, you see a form of sexual sin. In music, you hear a form of sexual sin. Even in some of the cartoons that our children watch, you see a form of sexual sin. And so the sexual sin seems to drive the world, and it's been that way for a long time. You know, and people don't see anything wrong with it. Even when you have, you know, men that who have sons and they have conversations with their sons, and, you know, it's like when the son loses his virginity, the son basically gets congratulated for losing his virginity. No, that's not right. You know, we don't congratulate, you know, our sons because they lost their virginity. Or, you know, to a man, the more women that they've been with makes them look stronger or make them feel like they're doing something, or, you know, or like they're the man and they have all these women just grabbing at them and wanting to be with them. That's sexual sin. divorce or separation can open up doors to the demonic in a person's life. Miscarriage or abortion, spirits that counterfeit. So when a close family member has died and seems to have come back, this is not really the person, but a demon. This can also counterfeit as a false personality that can come in pretending to be someone else through fantasy, through taking on the character of someone else, through video games, theatrical productions, TV, movies, clowns, etc. Many people are able to play the part of someone else and not affect them at all, and some cannot. So don't rule this out. So when we, you know, spirits that counterfeit, people that say, I talked to my grandmother or I talked to my grandfather, they came to visit me in my room and I talked to them and they told me to do A, B, and C, and no, that's not your grandparent. That's not your loved one. Don't fall into that trick to think that that's who you're talking to, because it's not. It's a trick of the enemy to get close to you, using that person because he knows that you love that person and that you would really sit there and have a conversation with that person. But don't be tricked. Don't fall into the trick. Let it go. Also, cursed objects, spiritual attachments, having cursed objects in your home, living in haunted buildings and houses. Some cursed objects. Some people like those dream catchers. I particularly don't. And even what they're called, dream catchers, why would you want anything to catch your dreams? You want your dreams to live. You don't want them to be caught, because once they're caught, you can't do anything with it. But That's something that looks cool, but if you do your research, you'll find that it's not cool. I believe, like, the Indian tribes or some, I think it's Indian tribes use them, but we use them because they look cool. But if you do your research on them, you'll see that you should get rid of them. Also, sometimes when we go over to other countries, we bring back, like, artifacts and things. We bring them back. We hang them in our houses, but we really don't know what they represent. And so we have to be careful with those things that we bring into our homes. Also, when people give us stuff, we have to be careful about, you know, receiving stuff that people give us. It's always good to pray over stuff, you know, pray over stuff that you buy, because I like waist beads. It's like a necklace that you wear around your waist. And basically, as you lose weight, the beads become loose, and then you just have to go get them adjusted. And so I was on social media one day, and I saw one of the people that I follow, I saw them, like, praying over the waist beads, but they were using sage. Now, I did not purchase my waist beads from this particular company, but when I saw it, I was just like, no, like, why are you doing that? And it just made me think, like, you know what, we need to, when we purchase stuff, we need to pray over it. When we receive it, before we receive it, before we open it, we need to pray over it, because we don't know what other people were praying over it. So I just, you know, I just thank God that he allowed me to see that, to see that at that moment on social media, because it was like an aha moment, like, aha, I need to start praying over my stuff, because we just don't know what people are doing. We don't. And this thing with this using this sage to get rid of negative energy and spirits, and people are just into this stuff right now, and they don't see anything wrong with it. And but yet, with them doing that, it's opening up doors, you know, demonic activity into their lives. But they don't see that. They don't understand that that's what they're doing. And a lot of people are doing this sage and the what is it called, the crystals and all that other stuff. People are doing this stuff because they see other people doing it, but they're not doing their research on, you know, with the background of it. And they don't realize that they're opening up themselves to demonic activity, where they think that, excuse me, where they think that they are getting rid of negative energy. They're actually doing the opposite, and they're inviting it in. So, again, don't be followers of men, because sometimes they lead us down the wrong path, and they have you doing things that's not of God. Yeah, it may look cool, and it may look innocent, and it may look like it's nothing, but yes, it's something, and it's hidden, and that's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants it to be hidden so that you don't take the time to do your own research. It could be somebody close to you that does these things, and you looked up to this person, and you trust this person, and they may be doing it, and then they tell you, or they explain to you what it is, and then when you don't do your research, you just opened up demonic doors into your life. Also, chronic sickness and disease are entry points to the demonic in a person's life. Inner vows or pronouncements, broken covenants and broken marriage vows, fears and phobias. Also, trauma or accident, a traumatic event can be an entry point. These are some of the triggers that can cause an entry point to occur. Accident, major surgeries, miscarriages, abandonment, abuse, and that could be physical or emotional. So all these things, all these things can cause doors to be open. All these things can cause doors to be open. It's very good that we do research on things, things that we don't understand. These secret societies like the Masons and the Morning Stars and even what are they called when you're in college? Fraternities and sororities, things like that. Now, when you're in college, you see most people are trying to join the fraternities and sororities, but they are considered secret societies, and they do things that are not of God. But because it's a popular thing, people want to join them when they get to college, because the titles open up doors to things of the world, not to things of God. So again, we must be careful. We must know these things. We must have knowledge about these things. We must share these things with people. They won't get pulled into the dark side. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody have any questions, comments? If so, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will unmute your line. But again, I hope this information is helping you, maybe shedding some light on some of the things that you are experiencing. And also, when it comes to trauma, when you are traumatized, like when you go through something and it causes a spirit of trauma to come upon you, whether it's from you may have been in a serious accident where you almost lost your life, and you know all the things that you went through, as far as if you had to go through, you went in the hospital for months, and you had to go through rehabilitation to get yourself back together. That can cause a demonic entry point, because fear has now gripped you, and every time you get in a car, it's like there's no peace, because you keep seeing the accident that you were in. You keep seeing that accident, and so it's like now you don't want to get in the car. And every time you hear somebody blow the horn, you're jumping. Or every time somebody slams on brakes, you almost have a panic attack. And some people, as soon as they sit down in a car, they have a panic attack because of the trauma, because of the accident. And so, you know, you can be set free from that. You can be delivered from a traumatic event in your life, even in your childhood. Something traumatic could have happened to you in your childhood. You could have witnessed somebody being murdered in your childhood. And yes, that as a child, you know, yes, that will cause trauma. That will cause fear. That will cause anxiety. That will cause depression. That will cause all type of things to happen. And especially as a child, because witnessing things like that, you as a child, you can't even process that. You can't process that. You can't talk about that. Even going to counseling sometimes and being able to talk to somebody about it is one thing, but you still need to be delivered from what you saw. What your eye gate experienced, something that no child should experience, that no child should ever witness. And a lot of times you grow up with that traumatic event, and guess what? It just keeps playing over and over and over in your head like a movie on repeat. And so, you know, there are a lot of people that have witnessed traumatic events in their childhood, and it was never dealt with properly. And so we may see that they're always fearful. You know, they have bouts of anxiety, depression. They don't know how to really connect with people because they don't trust people because of what they saw, what they witnessed, and then quiet about it, because sometimes kids witness stuff and they don't say anything because they're too afraid to say anything. And so if you've had a child that you notice something shifting in them and you can't figure out what's going on, at one point they were laughing and talking and joking all the time, and now it's like they don't do that anymore. They're quiet. They don't really say anything. They're irritated all the time. they want to stay in their room all the time. Excuse me. They really don't want to be around people. That right there is a signal, and you need to talk to that child to find out what happened, because something happened. And we need to go to God first for God to give us the correct way to approach them, because if we approach them in a wrong way, they'll shut down and they won't talk, and it will take a long time to get them to talk. But if God gives us what we need to say to them, and say it in a way that will allow them to trust us and let them know that it's okay to trust us. It's easier for them to talk, but if we go to them like, you know, our tone may be off, or our tone sounds intimidating, or our tone sounds like we're mad, or that we're frustrated with them, they're going to shut down. And a lot of times they do want to talk. They do want to talk to somebody about it, but it's like, what if they don't believe me? You know, nobody's gonna think that this really happened. And then sometimes it's somebody that's very close to them, so they don't know who to talk to. You know, they don't know who can they trust to talk to about this, because they're a child and what they witnessed it involved an adult. So to them it's like, I'm a child. Like, why would any adult believe what it is that I'm saying? And if it's a parent, or somebody close to them, it's really hard for them to share with others about what happened to them. Because again, it's a parent. It's somebody close to them. Who would they share that with? They feel like they're betraying their parent by talking about it, by telling somebody else what happened. And so sometimes, you know, all these things rise to cause our children from sharing certain things with us. So again, we must go to God for direction when we need to talk to our children about stuff. And when our children share with us things that happen to them, we can't be defensive. We can't feel like, you know, oh my goodness, this is my fault. You know, don't take on guilt into your child because, you know, you didn't know. So they may be an adult now, and now they're sharing it with you, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I missed that. Why didn't I see that? How could I miss that? That's my child. How could I have missed that? But don't let shame and don't let guilt overwhelm you. All you can do is ask for forgiveness and let your adult child know that you are here, you are with them, you are supporting them. However they want to deal with it, you will support them. And that's all you can do. If it's your young child and it happened and now they're coming to you and they're sharing something that has happened to them, we must learn to listen. Even if we feel like our child is the type that has an imagination, and let's just say they do make up stuff, you have to still listen and you have to still investigate. You have to let them know that you know, you are listening, and let them know that you trust them and that you want the best for them. Because some children, things do happen to them and they feel like their parents aren't going to do anything, or they feel like their parents aren't going to trust them. So they'll just live their lives as if nothing ever happened to them. But deep down inside, they want their parents to know what happened, because they want to feel protected. They want their parent to do something about it. So, again, we got to pay attention to our children. Even now that our kids have gone back to school and some of them are testing positive for COVID, that could be traumatic to them. You know, that could be traumatic as adults. But for them, they're not understanding. They don't understand what just happened to their body. They know that they hadn't been in school for a year and a half, and now as soon as they went back to school, now they're testing positive. So that can cause fear. So we have to pray over our children. You know, we have to listen to them when they come talk to us about stuff. And again, you know, even these demonic entry points, the things that we watch on TV, scary movies and things like that, you know, that can open up a door to the demonic in your life. So just be aware of these things. Share these things with your family. You know, help them to understand that the enemy is after us. And excuse me, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my allergies, but my throat is kind of scratchy. Share this stuff with our families, because we want them to be knowledgeable about the tricks of the enemy, because the enemy don't want us to know this information about him. The more that we're in the dark, the more he can have fun. But it's not until we learn these things that we're aware, and we become aware, and we pay more attention to stuff, whereas before we're not paying that much attention to it. But now that I've shared this information, you're more aware to certain things. So, like, when your children may say something about a scary movie, you're like, oh, no, you cannot watch that. Or let me see what it is that you're watching on your iPad. Let me see what it is that you're watching on YouTube or on Netflix. Because sometimes we just allow our kids to watch certain things, and we're just oblivious. And recently, on Netflix, I don't remember the name of it, but it was like, it talked about sage. And I'm like, why are they talking about this on a kid cartoon? And that's where the doors are open to this stuff, because if it's on a cartoon, you know, cartoons are supposed to be kids' things, and they're supposed to be innocent. And so if it's on a cartoon and they're talking about it on a cartoon to a kid, it's something wrong with it, because it's a cartoon. But this is where the industry plant the seeds. They plant these seeds in our kids at a young age, excuse me, because of the things that that they watch on TV. Our kids get out, these shows get our kids' attention, and they pay attention. Excuse me one second. These shows, they catch our children's attention. Have you ever walked in a room and a child, the TV is on, cartoons are on, and a child is just sitting there, and they're like in a daze, they're in a trance, because they are just sitting here and they're staring. They are staring at the TV. And they cannot process nothing else that's going on around them. And that's because that show has captured their attention, and they're actually in a trance, because they didn't even realize that you walked in the room and said their name, because they're so engrossed in this show. And sometimes that happens when they're on their tablet. The same thing happens. Whatever it is that they're watching on their tablet, has captured their attention, that they're not even paying attention to what's going on in a room or what's going on around them. And so if the seeds are planted in our children at a young age, this is where most demonic activity takes place, is when we're little, because the seeds can be planted at that time, and then we can just grow up with the seeds. And, you know, before we know it, again, we're an adult, and we're trying to figure out what happened. Where did this come from? Why is this affecting me? Why is this happening to me? How do I get rid of this? How do I let this go? Information like this that will help us be set free, because it's time that we be set free from these things so that we can thrive and that we can live and that we can do what God called us to be, you know, called us to do and be who he called us to be without hindrances, without any blockages, without anything that would try to stop the move of God in our lives and steal our blessings and all the other stuff that God has for us. Excuse me. The enemy is trying to stand in the way because he's jealous. He does not want us to receive the promises of God because he messed out of, you know, the riches and all the other stuff that he had. And so he wants to mess up things for us. He's jealous, you know. And so however he can get us to forfeit, what God has given us, he's going to do. But our eyes are open now to the tricks of the enemy. We know his strategies. We know how he tries to get us. We know now. And so now we are better equipped when it comes to when things arise and things like this. We're better equipped to know how to deal with it. And we just don't have to throw in a towel. We just don't have to, you know, cower in a corner and be afraid. We don't have to. We don't have to be afraid. God is greater, so we don't have to be afraid. He created us in our image, in his image, sorry. He created us in his image. Excuse me. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We are already victorious. Now that we've learned this stuff, we have to apply it. We have to share. We have to know how to pray. And we know his tactics and we know his games. And so, you know, with that, we won. We win. We've already won. Because why? Because God is our Father. Jesus went to the cross and he died for us. And so with that, we have a whole bunch of tools and weapons in our belt now. We have a whole bunch of tools in our tool belt now. We have a whole bunch of weapons in our tool belt. We have things that we can use now, and so we aren't defeated, and never will be. So thank you so much for joining again for another Saturday. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. My name is Minister Tamika Garnes. And again, I'm praying that you guys have a awesome weekend. Enjoy your weekend. And we will meet back on here next Saturday. So I love you guys. Thank you again for your loyalty to Heart, and use the information that we, you know, I know most of you are, but just continue to use this information that we share with you. Talk to you next Saturday. I love you guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.